commodity broker Gordy Kulevitz with Chido Commodities joins us for the weekly ag market recap and another, let's see, new term, wacko week, Gordy. We had some huge swings again on extremely low volume. It's almost like nobody's playing anymore. Who is playing?
Well, that's just it. I mean, nobody is playing anymore. Volume is down to nothing. I mean, it is actually less volume than you get, say, for the week of Christmas, that kind of thing. Just gone. And again, some of it is just the pure volatility. Some of it, I think, is the uncertainty. I mean, one day you hear the war's probably looking like it's coming to an end. The next day it's getting worse. You know, I mean, all kinds of different news out there. And I think a lot of players don't really know which way to swing, and especially because the swings are big. And, margins have gone up a little bit, so, a little harder for new players to get in. And we're just kind of stuck. But what's crazy is, I mean, even with all the swings, again, we've had this period several times over the last, couple of years where things feel really blah. And then you look at a chart and go, oh, we're just going sideways. But, you get these really good days where you have a great day, and then there's never any follow-through. Like yesterday, we were up 24.5 cents at the close. That was all she wrote. We're down 12, 13, 14, 15 again this morning. But, again, 2 days ago, we were up 9.75. Then we dropped 28 cents just to go back up yesterday. So, I mean, we've had these big swings backing and filling. And, you have to think even the bears are a little disappointed. You get this day where it looks like, here we go, and it just bounces right back up the next day. So, all the grains have been behaving like that. I think a lot of traders are just saying, well, let's wait and see. The risk of just playing with futures is really big. I mean, you move 5, 10, 15 cents in a matter of minutes. One of the things where you go to the bathroom, come back, and it's like, holy cow, my life is over. And at the same time, we're also blowing through stops a couple times that happened earlier this week where a couple of my trades didn't get hit by the stop. It moved so quickly they just kind of ignored it. And yet the options are so expensive, it doesn't make sense to play with those guys right now. So, I mean, it does make it tougher for people to get in, and it also makes it a little easier for the market to kind of go nutty when, a modest amount of movement can move it quite a chunk now.
And so where do we go from here? Will the emphasis eventually come back to what's going on in South America and maybe the Black Sea region shut down?
Well, I mean, that's the big news. The interesting thing, the United States is poking three countries in the eye with a stick. Venezuela, Iran, and Russia now, those are the three countries that produce the best crude oil for making diesel fuel. And right now the price of diesel fuel is running up. I mean, it's at a very tight level right now. Gasoline, all of that stuff is tight in Europe. In fact, it's below the five-year average by a pretty big chunk. And now diesel prices are running up. Here in the U.S., we don't actually have a diesel oil contract, but the heating oil contract is a pretty close approximation. In the last 3 days, it was up 7 cents. Yesterday was up almost 39 cents, and today up another almost 13. So we started off the week with a drop down to 293, and now it's sitting up at 361. And what's a good thing to blend with rising diesel?
Biodiesel.
You'd think bean oil, and that's down 2.5 cents today. Again, that's one of the things that got whacked about as hard as anything did this week, and it doesn't make a lot of sense from a fundamental standpoint. Again, we spiked up on the 9th. We had 78.5 on the May contract, and now we're down here at 72.21. And again, the funds have come in and just, they're trading it about the same as your crude oil, just hammering on it. And yet, the biodiesel is kind of a really big story. It's not making a lot of story here yet, but, farmers use a lot of diesel. And if the price of diesel keeps running up, that could be a substantial expense going forward over the next couple of months. The International Energy Agency is talking about they think prices are going to start going right back up again. And by springtime, gasoline prices could be another dollar higher than this. They're saying by fall, gas could be trading over $7 a gallon for the bulk of the country, and even higher in places like California. So they're saying, it's a multitude of issues that, with the economy picking up speed, the oil companies aren't able to, pick up the slack as quickly as the economy did, so prices are already heading higher. And now this Russia thing is hitting the diesel especially, because those are the three oils that are the best for making diesel. And now we've taken a huge chunk of that basically off the world market. So, you'd think the market would be paying more attention to that. So, like I said, the grains across the board seem to be missing the story. Paraguay this morning talked about, you know, their yields are down over 70% from what they were expecting. And, you know, so they're talking about less than a 3 million metric ton crop. And I believe the USDA is still like 7 for them. So there's another couple hundred million bushels of beans disappear off the world stage just because of Paraguay. So these numbers keep coming downhill. And fertilizer going to be another big issue coming out of Ukraine and Russia that, you know, that's disappearing for a while. And even if the war ends tomorrow, the supply chain is going to be hard-pressed to get this stuff into the farmers' hands in time to get planting done.
And the livestock this last week, fair amount of action there, too.
Well, and it's crazy. I mean, again, it's action. And again, I think those players are kind of in the same ballgame that we are. You know, last week was kind of this weird week, and it followed kind of a similar pattern. We start the week off with a big rally up. Then we kind of fizzled in the middle of the week and came down at the end of the week. Still closing higher. We did the same thing this week. Started off with a big rally on Monday. Cattle ended up 300 points, spiked up a couple days later, adding a few more, then rolled over and died, and then we popped up a little bit today. So it's the same pattern. Start off the week with a rally, middle week sell off, and then a bit of a bounce on Friday. So the problem with cattle is, I mean, we had that big break back on the 4th. You know, April cattle got all the way down to 133.5. They're up 140.5. So they're kind of going up, but it's literally a, you know, two-step forward, one-step back kind of an approach. And we're still below key moving averages, you know, all kinds of other technical things. So, you know, the cattle are kind of in sort of a no-man's land. And I think they're sort of reacting to grain prices. As grain prices explode, they kind of shuffle back a little bit. As grain prices collapse, they rally back a little bit. And, you know, it feels like they got oversold. They probably need to go a little bit firmer than they were. But the problem is, you know, everyone's kind of afraid to play with the cattle because, you know, they're being whacked by the same grain forces that the grain guys are getting hit. And so it's kind of a slow, steady rally, but it's cautious. You know, and the feeders are kind of in the same ballgame. I keep hearing from guys that the feeder market is really tight. Guys are having to scramble to get feeders picked up. And yet at the same time, you know, these grain things just kind of keep these guys a little bit set back that, you know, all of a sudden you get these big spikes. And the market backs off a little bit. But feeders, the charts look there. They look a little better. It looks way more like a bottom. In fact, it could be a head and shoulders bottom in the feeders. And so as the cattle look a little bit, sort of neutral with an upward bias, the feeders look like there's a little more room to maneuver. And the hogs, of course, they've been spreading the cattle and hogs for the last couple of years, and that doesn't look like it's changing any. They've had kind of a neutral couple of weeks, and when the cattle came down this week, so did the hogs. But the hogs kept going. They spiked up. They tested that moving average, the same one the cattle are under. They tested it on Wednesday, faded back, closed down a little bit, and it seemed like that set up a sell. And yesterday, today, the hogs came back, and they're at the bottom of the trade range. And, again, they're still in the trade range, but the hogs all of a sudden, after looking a little stronger, end the week looking a little bit like the weak sister of the group. And if we take out the lows on early next week, could be – an interesting set. The low from a week and a half ago, 98.47, and we closed it at 99.40. So if they drop 100 points, we'll kind of see, I think, the character of the market. If it takes out those lows and holds, that's tended to be a buy signal. If it takes out the lows and doesn't, there's some room on the downside. I mean, keep in mind at the start of the year, those things were sitting down in the low 80s. So there's plenty of room to go on either side of this thing, and the charts right now would say it looks like it goes lower. So next week, a lot of interesting bits going on, a lot of war stuff. And every day we get closer to planting crops here in the U.S. And you got to think, you know, we're going to start hearing about the acreage report coming up in another, you know, less than 2 weeks now. And, you know, we're going to start hearing about guys planting way down south. And I think these bottleneck issues are going to start getting more and more real as we get closer and closer to actually getting stuff in the ground.
Commodity broker Gordy Kulovets.